All right, welcome.
Doug, upon Fletcher's arrival, how do you explain his absence?
How do I explain it?
How did he explain his absence to you?
We didn't even get into it, but quite honestly, I was just happy that he was back. Had a chance to visit with him yesterday and just tell him how excited I was. I understand, voluntary process the whole off season, but we're excited to get him here this week.
Will he fully participate in these 3 days?
He'll be a little limited. You know, he's coming back, and we want him to be in the meetings. We want him to go through the walkthroughs. We want him to get as many mental reps this week as we can. We understand that, not being here. I don't want to put him out there and risk injury. I mean, he's definitely a big part of this football team, and now's not the time to see exactly what he can do because he's proven that.
He's under coaching?
Same with Darren. Yeah, same with Darren.
Was that the coaching staff's decision or his decision?
It was my decision. It was our decision as staff. I talked with Jim Schwartz. We put a plan in place for he and also Frank Reich and with Darren Sproles and made the decision that we want to just protect these guys at this time.
As far as you know, has there been any discussion with his agent or anything about whether he's here regardless, like for training camp, if there's no accord to reach or what?
No, we haven't had any discussions that way, with his agent whatsoever.
Will you get involved in that?
Go ahead.
Will you get involved in that at all, or will you leave that to Howie?
That to Howie. I'm just focused on the team and just getting better this week with the guys. And then once we get through this week, my attention turns to training camp.
They are.
They're so excited to be here, to be around their teammates, to be around the players, the guys, the coaches. For both of them, too, they're learning a new system. So it behooves them to really pay attention in the meetings and the walkthroughs. But both of them are excited and ready to go.
With Darren not being here for the OTAs, how much did Wendell get in there and show you something and start to pick up?
I tell you, that's obviously a positive, for young players to get some reps. Wendell showed a lot this offseason since the draft. And he's a guy that I think with his further development can help us. And I like everything he's done so far through OTAs. And again, he's got another opportunity this week with the limited number of reps that Darren will get. So excited to see exactly where he ends up, Wendell ends up this week.
How do you envision Darren's role on offense and I guess also special teams?
Well, special teams, we know what he can do, and he's the primary guy, the return guy there. And offensively, he becomes a big part of what we do. If you go back and just look at what we did in Kansas City with our running backs, with Jamal before he got hurt, with the two guys after the injury, we like to move our running backs around, and he's a guy that creates matchups on defense or against the defense, and we're going to move him around. We're not necessarily going to keep him in the backfield. So his role will be extensive, both offensively and also on special teams, and I'm excited to kind of get to see what he can do this week a little bit.
Given this week is mandatory and not voluntary as other OTAs are, you have the whole team here. Is there anything you tweak to do anything differently than you have in the past few weeks?
Not at all. The schedule was set a long time ago. This camp this week is no different than what we did back in April. Same time, same structure. So nothing's changed.
Now, Reuben Randall with the gallbladder, where is he this week? Can he do everything?
He's cleared to do everything, but again, on a limited basis. Same with Jordan Hicks, guys I mentioned last week. The couple of guys that we have that, Nolan Carroll, Ja'Cory Shepherd, guys like that are cleared to practice. But we're going to be smart about it. Now's not the time. So we're going to limit their role this week as well.
Will this be the last week where Carson Wentz shares the splits the same level amount of reps?
No, it's something that, with Frank Reich and myself, we're still kind of discussing how we're going to handle training camp. This will not be the last time I would go out and say that this is not the last time that his reps won't be cut. Right now it's equally, it's thirds, it's equal, and right now leaning towards that going into training camp. No, it's not a prerequisite to be here. There's no punishment. There's nothing like that. We're just excited to get here. The conditioning test will be obviously in training camp when the guys report.
What did that Jordan Hicks exactly do? How did he injure himself?
It's a quad spasm, and it's just a kind of a nagging, lingering injury that he's had. Just hasn't fully it's not 100%, you know, but, you know, that's why he missed the last few OTA practices, just to kind of get that thing healthy. So we'll see where he's at this week. And again, he's another one that limited basis, but looking forward to the opening of training camp to get these guys 100% healthy.
Nolan played a fairly big role before he got hurt last year. It was anticipated that Ja'Cory was going to before he injured his knee. Where do you see them now? I mean, do you move them along and kind of hope that they end up here? I mean, how do you kind of approach where they are and getting ready to be part of the backfield?
Yeah, you can't, you know, you have to look at last year and where they were, and both of them were big impacts on defense, and both of them, you know, are good players that really mix well into that, not only the defensive back room, but what Jim is presenting on defense. So, again, this week, with the limited number of reps, we'll be able to get them back out there just to kind of see where they are physically, but at the same time, they're a big part of, you know, Jim's process and his structure on defense. So, you know, training camp, once we get into camp and get these guys 100%, we'll really be able to see more, you know, where they fit in their role on defense.
How is Jason Peters doing physically and talking with him? Do you think that slowing down the offense for him at his age especially can help him stay on the field more?
Yeah, I think Jason Peters is in a great spot physically right now. You know, he's his energy level's up. He's excited. He loves football. You know, he's excited to be here every day, and he's doing a great job. And really, he's on track. If again, he's another one I'm going to be smart with on a limited rep basis once we get into camp and when the pads come on and things like that, because he's a guy that, you know, we got to have every Sunday to play. But right now, he's in great shape. He's in a good position.
Do you think having an offense that is slower, not up-tempo all the time, helps someone his age?
Well, I think it helps. You know, I think it helps. You know, my message to the team, too, is we can still attack even out of the huddle. You know, I don't like to use the word slow down, but if the huddle means slowing it down, then it is helping him. And he feels good at this time.
Getting back to Fletcher, if he hasn't been in contact with you these past few months, why not ask him why he hasn't been here? Why not explore him?
Because it's a voluntary offseason. You know, it's his decision to stay. Any of the guys can stay away. And so I don't get into that. You know, I'm not going to look in the past. I'm looking forward, and he's here today. He was here yesterday, and I'm excited to have him. And we're just gonna build off of each day we got with him this week.
Will you do anything specifically to try to convince him to come to training camp if he doesn't have a contract by then or new contract by then?
You know, I'm just hoping it's done. You know, bottom line, let's get it done and let's get in here. And he wants to be here. You know, he misses the guys. You can tell. You know, he misses Darren's the same way. Anybody that's been in a locker room before understands what team is all about. These two guys miss the guys, and they want to be here. So I'm fully confident that something will be done before camp.
Matthews is going to be working in the slot for the most part. Who are going to be your primary outside guys to start?
Yeah, you know, Reuben Randall has really made an impact this spring. Chris Givens is another one. Nelson Aguilar, of course, is another one. Josh Huff is another guy that can work both inside and outside. Probably another one that's going to be inside. And these guys have really, especially Reuben, has been a pleasant surprise. I mean, he's a guy that's a big, tall, sort of a smooth receiver that understands what we're asking him to do. He knows his role. And you know, you got three or four or five guys out there right now that are competing for that spot.
What has Carson Wentz showed you these last couple of weeks to suggest that he would be equally dividing the reps at the quarterback position?
Well, I don't know if it's anything he's shown as much as, you know, you got to look at it this way. And this is something I thought of really all through OTAs and the way training camp is usually set up. And so by no means is this set in stone, but you know, you get to that first preseason game, and usually you're playing your twos and threes. I mean, that's just the nature of the deal. And so why not give your twos and threes, you know, equal time? You know, because you're trying to ramp your starters up for the regular season. And so it's nothing necessarily that those guys have done outside of we want to see what they can do. And by giving him more reps and more opportunities gives us that insight to where we can you know, use him down the road.
It sounds like you're still
clear. There was no negotiations between you and Todd France and Fletcher Cox about limiting him during this mandatory minicamp to try to lure him to come in and not be on the practice field. None whatsoever.
No, none.
Doug, sounds like you're still working through the exact logistics, but how do you kind of generally foresee it going with the splitting of the reps between the quarterbacks to when it gets to the point where, you know, Sam's getting
well? Well, you know, when you get to that point, which is usually mm-hmm. around your third preseason game, when your starters take the bulk of that game, you know, at that point, then you start making the decision that, okay, your starters need to get, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the snaps in practice. But right now we're in that negotiations of, you know, splitting time equally with all the groups. You know, there's a lot of bodies out there. When you got three groups of offensive line, defensive line, you want to see everybody compete and play. So I think it's beneficial to get your twos and threes, the guys that you really want to see and evaluate, give them the most opportunity to compete and the best chance to succeed.
Is that
No, we gave the starters more reps.
Thanks,
guys.